Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Genevieve Kuhar, and I'm a Memphis teacher, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Strange Wave. I'm your host, Natalie Hoffman. We are here on a Saturday, which is new and special. And I have two special guests. I have Soror and Window with me today. Are y'all's mics on?
I believe so.
Yeah, hello. Yay, welcome.
What's up, Memphis? It's Soror here.
Yeah, welcome, welcome.
I'm Window. Yay.
Yay. Thank you all so much for joining me. So for those of y'all who don't know, Soror and Window are both incredible, incredible musicians based here in Memphis. They go on tour a ton, though, which rules, play a bunch of live shows. If y'all have not caught a live show from them yet, please do yourselves a favor and go. They're amazing, and you will not regret it. You'll have a great time. What else? And y'all run Purgatory Pressings.
Yes, indeed.
Which we're going to talk about more in a little bit. But yeah, if y'all want to introduce yourself, say a little bit.
Yeah, so I'm Soror. I'm like a hyperpop artist based in Memphis. Kind of like experimental pop music. Bring in a lot of different genres in, a lot of different cultures. I'm from Pakistan, so I'm very inspired by like Pakistani percussive styles, and it's very synth based, very experimental, but it's like pop music at its core. It's like music you can dance to, mosh to, vibe to.
Oh yeah, all of the above.
All of the above.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm Lindo. I'm a Memphis based artist, grown and raised here. I also do kind of experimental pop music, but I guess I try to get a little bit more like gothy industrial with it, but you're also like pretty industrial and gothy too. So I don't know. It's like a different flavor. We run Purgatory Pressings and we just like to vibe out and have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Y'all do. And curate really good shows and compilations. I was looking at Instagram today because I was trying to remember the first time I saw y'all, and it was March 2023.
That was our first ever show.
That was
the first ever Purgatory Pressing show.
Yeah.
And that was also my first ever show.
That's
personally.
Crazy. Y'all have done so much in like a year and a half.
Yeah. It's really just flown by. Yeah. We really have just like done a lot of stuff. So it feels like it's been like forever. But it like sometimes I do remember like, oh, I just started this like last year.
Amazing. Yeah. Y'all's like everything you're putting out is so cool. And we'll get into this more in a little bit because I want to play some of both of y'all's music for everyone before we get into the comp. But something I really noticed about the first issue of the Purgatory Pressings compilation is how it's sequenced and curated. It's so cool. It's like a wide variety of genre, but everything feels very cohesive and related. And it's really, it's a super special listen to like go through it like cover to cover.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I love, it's like I grew up on listening albums. So like I love the album as an art form of like a bunch of songs that flow together and like sequencing and like cohesion are like things that I like treasure a lot. And I try to like really have fun with it. So every like album or compilation I do, like there's a lot of intention behind that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can hear it. It's extremely special. So I can't wait to talk more about the Purgatory Pressings Volume 2 comp, but we'll get that to that in a second. I want to play tracks from each of y'all's music. So, Window, I have a cassette tape from you that's extremely special. I love it. And I'm going to have to like spend a little time with this tape player over here to get it to the spot that I want. But Soror, would you mind if I skip ahead in your playlist and play your single?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, tell us about the single.
Yeah, so the single is called Toxic. And it's kind of a fusion of rage music, hyperpop music, and like Bollywood music. It kind of revolves on like an old Bollywood sample that I flip in like three different genre styles. And it's kind of like both a celebration of toxicity and also like calling toxic people out. So that's the vibe of the song, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so this is Toxic by Soror. Stay tuned. WIXR, WIXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis.
Toxic, 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 to
right, welcome back. We are back on Strange Wave here on WYXR. I'm Natalie, joined today by Soror and Window. And we just heard tracks from both of their original music. So first we heard Toxic by Soror, and then we heard Holy Guardian Angel by Window. What do y'all want to tell us about those?
Well, maybe you should go, because I already told about Toxic a bunch. Yeah.
So Holy Guardian Angel is kind of a song that I did in collaboration with my friend Alex and Heather. Heather lives in Amsterdam at this point, and Alex is a Memphis native. That song really kind of came together because I really wanted to do like a gospel song.
Yeah.
Because someone told me at the High Tone that like, if I wanted to do experimental gospel anywhere in Memphis, they'd like kick me out. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do an experimental gospel song.
You're like, that's challenge so accepted.
I don't think you told me about that. That's so funny.
Challenge 100% yeah. accepted. Wow.
And completed.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, yeah. It's beautiful.
I feel like that's interesting because like gospel, I feel like gospel music is very like, there's a lot of, like it's rife with opportunities for experimentation, mm-hmm. like the sort of like types of like chord progressions
yeah.
and like the melodies that are like kind of like haunting inherently.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I think you could sort of see in your song where you like take them in different ways.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Yeah, I love that. And yeah, totally gospel music. I mean, Pastor Ship was just on before us, so shout out Pastor Ship. And I was listening to his show one day, and he was talking specifically about like the use of the wah pedal in gospel and how that was kind of like a new experimental, like surprising thing. Cause you know, Jimi Hendrix was like using the wah in like regular, like mainstream music, of course. And then now it was like in gospel. So yeah, to your point, absolutely. Getting experimental. I love it.
Yeah. I think experimental gospel music too, like on a similar hand, like experimental Christmas music. Kind of like gives the same vibe, and somewhat related, I am working on an experimental Christmas album.
Let's go. Christmas 2024.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everyone keep an eye out for sure. That's exciting. Yeah, I love, sometimes I'll go to like DJ nights around Christmas and it'll be like all like experimental punk or like whatever takes on Christmas music, which is super fun. So I'm excited to hear that. Well, yeah, now, all right, so y'all made this playlist for the show, and I sent Soror a message that was, like, extremely rambly, mostly because I was just like, ooh, I'm excited to talk about everything I love about music. Here's all of it. I'm like, who inspired you? Who have you played with? Who have you toured with? Who have you played live with? So I gave a lot of, I don't know, requests or whatever, but if y'all want to talk about... the first track on here.
Yeah, but remind me, what is the first track?
It's Muzzle. Gonna...
Yes, Muzzle by Dirt Girl. So yeah, the first couple of tracks on this playlist are tracks that are going to be on the compilation album.
Nice.
So Dirt Girl is an experimental pop, electronic, hyperpop artist based in Memphis. And she also does drag by the name of Barbie Wire.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
Yes, Barbie Wire.
Oh,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is awesome. Because yeah. I've talked with Barbie Wire about their music before, and I never... Right. I'm so stoked to hear this. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Cool.
It's kind of like... Yeah, drag is like, you know, she's been doing that for like a while, and music is, I think, comes in waves for her. And right now, it's like she's really like coming into her own with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
and
cool.
this song that she submitted is like... so good.
It's insane.
Yeah. Ooh, honestly, I'm excited. Can't wait to hear this. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, that also reminds me. So what actually brought this whole show about, aside from the fact that both of y'all are wonderful musicians, is this comp. So tell us about Purgatory Pressings Volume 2.
Yeah, so Purgatory Pressings, like we started last year, and one of the things that we try to do every year is have a compilation album. So we had one last year. This year, we wanted to make it specifically a Memphis-based compilation album. So all of the submissions were only open to Memphis artists, and all the people on the compilation album are local Memphis
Ooh,
artists.
So yeah. exciting.
So yeah. yeah, it'll, and it's coming out December 7th. And we have a release show at the Lamplighter.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're gonna announce the track list tomorrow too. And the first couple songs on this playlist are songs that are gonna be on the compilation.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, cool. I love that. What made y'all decide to make it an only Memphis comp?
I think really just trying to showcase the scene in Memphis to its like fullest capacity. We're just so inspired by the Memphis scene right now, and we thought it would be nice to have a special thing this year of like, this is just Memphis.
Yeah,
because last year we got like a lot of Memphis submissions mm-hmm. as well, and I think we just kind of got the idea of like, yeah, let's just go all in with this idea. Compilation albums in general just have like a very special place in my heart. One of the first records I got, my dad gifted me like a new wave compilation album from like the 70s.
Let's go. Do you know which one off the top of your head? It's no, okay, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
Yeah, I don't, but
there's some really good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the idea of just kind of like creating a collage of mm-hmm. All these kind of like various sounds from all these different people and then making like something really, really special out of it is just so inspiring and cool. And I love that we are able to do this.
Yeah, me too. I was really excited when I saw your posts and it said that it was a Memphis-based comp, and it's just cool. It's like we're so spoiled here, and I'm so stoked mm-hmm. about so much music happening here right now. It's like fun that we have to fun and sometimes difficult when you're like, oh my god, there's so many good shows tonight, what do I do?
I'm a chronic show hopper.
Yes.
Yeah, like we'll just go to like two or three shows just in one night. It's nice when it's like all in Midtown,
so totally, like,
yeah,
it's close by. Yeah, you're like, let me just go down the street real quick,
text everyone for like their like show times, like when they're going on. Yes. Like coordinate.
And to that point, I really appreciate when people booking shows put the set times up.
Yeah,
like, help us out. Help me see multiple shows tonight. All right, well, let's listen to some tracks from this playlist from the upcoming Purgatory Pressings comp, and then we'll talk some more. Stay tuned.
ज़माने को तो दीदार है बहाने तेरे अंजाम है मैं जा मरूं हीरो मैं क्या करूं कहा था कि तुम सीट हो लेकिन निकले बड़े तुम ढीठ हो मैं जा मरूं यारा मैं क्या करूं अपने नैनों से तेरे नैनों तक रास्ते गुलाबों से सजा दिए मैं जूं तो लूं आजाद रहूं But I think I've gotta fight you तो मैं क्या करूं
Listening to WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Strange Wave doing a Saturday special here on WYXR featuring Soror and Window. Welcome back, y'all.
Thank you for having us. What's up, Memphis?
Yeah, thank y'all so much for coming on the show. This has been really fun. We've been chatting a bunch behind the scenes, which has been wonderful, and yeah, let's talk a little bit. So this last set started off with two tracks, I think, from the comp. Let me get back over here.
I think it was three.
Was it three?
It was Diesel Disco and Idiot Kid.
And Muzzle.
Yeah. Okay.
And Muzzle, yeah, but we talked about Muzzle before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. So tell us about Diesel Disco and Idiot Kid from the Purgatory Pressings Volume 2 comp.
Yeah, they're two Memphis favorites. Diesel Disco is by Macrophonics and Idiot Kid's by General Labor. And yeah, Diesel Disco has been like a favorite of mine for a while, because Macrophonics has been performing it for a while, and I've always been like begging them to release it.
Yeah. It's such a good feeling when you're like, when you're doing that, you're like, I hear you playing this. Yeah. When does it come out?
Yeah.
And then it does come out.
Yeah. And it's just been like in my rotation ever since it's been out. And yeah, and they were kind enough to submit that one for
nice.
The compilation, because I think they know I love it. So how could I say no?
Right. Yeah, that's super special. Yeah, that EP they put out is excellent.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Idiot Kid?
Yeah, and then Idiot Kid by General Labor. General Labor, also a Memphis darling band, has performed here at Crosstown a lot, has performed all over Memphis a lot. I hear they're gearing up for a tour.
I love
right
that.
Now.
I love that they're going to take it on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
The world needs it.
Right.
Need to hear.
Right. Get out there, General Labor.
Yeah. I've talked to Corbin a lot about how they've been like condensing their setup more
yeah.
and more.
Yeah.
Because like it's really funny to me that they're their bit has kind of been like struggling with like setting
machines.
Up yeah. the machines. Yeah. And like that's yeah. the entire like point of General Labor is like
that's
the
so
toil
funny.
Of
yeah.
machines, but also like the love for machines.
Yeah.
And so they're like kind of like performing by setting up, but also
100%.
It's part of the set. Yeah.
Yeah.
it's a performance piece.
Yeah.
For sure. That's, yeah, amazing way to put it. Yeah, I've loved seeing General Labor kind of, like, change over the years, and I've really enjoyed every iteration, but I think I was saying this off mic earlier that I think they've really, like, come into, like, some new, really cool territory mm-hmm. with this stuff, so, yeah, exciting. And then, let's see, what did we hear? We heard Ultra Claw Machine after that.
Yeah, Ultra is, like, one of my favorite acts out there right now. Like, they have this very interesting blend of like electronic music and screamo. Yeah, they're like a favorite of mine. And they're actually playing with me in Memphis pretty soon, January 17th, at the Lamplighter.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
Yeah, they're coming to Memphis and we're playing together, and General Labor might play that show as well.
Oh, cool.
And Window is playing that show.
Ooh,
correct?
Yeah, go catch
yeah.
this stuff live.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah,
yeah, that'll be special.
Yeah, and we're planning some stuff, some other stuff as well with Ultra that will remain unannounced for now, but
yeah.
We're scheming.
Something to look forward to.
We're scheming on something special.
Yeah, I love that. And while we're talking about events and announcements, where can everyone keep up with y'all? Like, where can we find out about what's coming up?
Yeah, so Instagram is the best place to find out about shows and new releases. And Spotify is obviously the best place to, like, listen to new releases. My Instagram handle is sarur.901, which is spelled like sarur.901. And my Spotify name is Sarur. I think the easiest way to find me, really, because Sarur is a common name in Pakistan, but the easiest way to find me is to search for my debut album. It's called Lavender Showers. That's one of a kind. No one's ever... no one has that name. So
yeah.
It's easy to find. Yeah. And
perfect.
That's my debut album. And I just dropped a song called Toxic as well.
Awesome. Window, how do we keep up with you?
Okay. So Instagram is probably the best. And that is Jill... Like, it's like the Illuminati, but also Jill. So it's JILLUMINATI _. Okay.
I love when you have to like recite your
yeah.
Instagram name.
And then my music is also on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on pretty much everywhere, but because my name is Window, it is hard for you to find me. So the best way is like links through my Instagram, or just looking up the series I have called Harley Tapes. So I have two pretty long, like mixed or pretty medium-sized mixtapes called Harley Tapes. One of 2020 to 2022, and then 2023 to 2024.
Nice.
And then my SoundCloud as well, which has like a lot of like unreleased stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, love that.
Yeah.
Okay. And your SoundCloud is under Window.
Yeah. Yeah. It's under Window.
Awesome.
And that has the one and the zero, because it's so annoying, because I have like the Spotify and like all of the like mainstream streaming stuff that I made before I added the one and zero, and it's so hard to retroactively.
Oh yeah, that, yeah, I hear that. That happens to me even with Knots, like NOTS all caps, and like it doesn't make that much of a difference, but sometimes you're like, how do I find this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad. I also have both of their Instagrams linked in mine, where I post Strange Wave stuff, which is just Optic Sync. Oh no, now I'm like, is it Optic Sync or Optic Sync Memphis? I think it's just Optic Sync.
I think it's just Optic Sync.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I should know that off the top of my head. But yeah, cool. So those last two tracks weren't on the comp, though. Those are people y'all have played with or are going to play with.
Yeah.
Or people, are inspired by.
Yeah, people in other DIY scenes across the country and across the world, because the last song we heard was by Zulfi called Kya Karun, which is... translates to "What do I do?" It's sort of like
yeah,
it's a love song, kind of like a despair love song. And Zulfi is based in Karachi, in Pakistan, in the city where I grew up.
Cool.
So yeah, I've been following her music for a while, and she just dropped an album that I think is called Rahe Ishq, which means the journey of love. So
nice.
They're very
cool name.
A bunch of love songs on that album. It's a really good album.
Journey is such a good word.
Yeah.
Journey of love is a wonderful phrase.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I'll have to check that out. Well, all right, let's listen to some more music, and then we'll jump back on and talk just a little bit more before we sign off for the day. So it looks like up next we have Velvet Dreaming, and that's by Velvet Dreaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you say anything about that?
Their theme song. Yeah, they're like a Boston-based artist. And yeah, they just make really good dance music with sort of like an
Let's
eye
go.
For like an earwormy melody.
So catchy.
Yeah,
you know, I just cannot ever argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if someone says that to me, I'm like, yeah, put it on.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to say? No.
Yeah. So I remember the first time I heard the song that we're about to listen to, just like in my head, like for like days.
Yeah, I love it.
She would like, I didn't even hear the song and she would sing it, and then it got stuck in my head.
Oh, it was like, bye.
Yeah.
You're like, Suru, what are you singing?
Like it's in my head now.
Yeah.
That's an amazing way to get to know a song.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear it. Let's get it stuck in everyone's head. This is Velvet Dreaming.
I know that I'm your
Thank you.
You're listening to WIXR, WIXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Strange Wave, and we are closing out our first Saturday special, and my guests today were Soror and Window. Thank you all so much for coming in and doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been a blast talking to you about stuff and listening to some really cool music.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been amazing. And we've been talking so much off mic that I'm like, we have to do this again because I really...
Run it back for the
run
people.
Run it back, yeah. Exactly. Because I really wanted to get into talking some about like y'all's recording and production style because I find it like really interesting and would love to hear more about that. And just like tour in general. We should talk a touch about tour though, because I feel like a couple of the artists we just heard, maybe y'all played with or stayed with while you went on tour. So I guess real quick, for those of y'all who don't know, y'all both, Soror and Window, both tour a lot and y'all book your own tours, right?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you know, it takes a village. But,
oh, 100%. Yeah.
Spearheaded by yeah, myself.
Nice. Yeah, so you've had the chance to sort of like tour. I mean, you've basically toured the country at this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think like, you know, I think last time I counted it was like 30 states or something.
Amazing.
Yeah, close to all of them. Sort of every like geographic region.
Yeah, because y'all have definitely toured a lot, which is really cool. Yeah. And we were talking a little bit off mic about like writing songs while you're on the road and like the different getting to know the different scenes because you're like staying with people and booking directly with people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess anything y'all want to say to do with the tracks we heard or just like any little thing about tour.
Yeah, I mean, so we just listened to Lavender by The Names of Our Friends, right?
Yeah.
And they're a screamo band based in Portland. Just dropped their debut EP. I think it's an EP or an LP, but their debut project. And it's really good. It's really, really good. And yeah, they're based out of Portland. Portland's one of my favorite places to play, really, because I think their scene is very, like, in terms of our genre of music, it's really popular there. So we always have a really good time. I think Portland was one of my first out of town shows, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And like playing Portland really gave me a lot of belief, I think, self-belief in my music.
Oh, cool.
'Cause like it was the first show I did where it was just like, I got like a crazy response from people and I was like, oh, okay, I can like do this for real. Like this is like actually working.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So Portland has a special place in my heart.
Yeah. I agree. Same here. I've had really good experiences playing in Portland. Yeah. Really cool bands happening there right now too. Yeah. What did we hear right before that? We heard,
was that Velvet Dreaming?
We heard Velvet Dreaming.
Did we listen to something after that while I was gone?
Yeah, Natasha Nourani.
Oh, yeah. Natasha Nourani, another artist based in Karachi, just dropped like an incredible EP. I think it's called Club Sandwich.
Yeah, what a good name
Yeah.
I just saw that. I was like, that is a brilliant EP name.
Yeah, it's really good. Just filled with like dance pop bangers.
That's awesome. Well, we have like 40 seconds left, so I guess closing remarks from me are that y'all should keep an eye out for the Purgatory Pressings volume 2 compilation. Go see Soror and Window live, please. It's an amazing show. Anything